Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man. This is Pillar 3. So let's move on to this. So we have Pillar 3, this group exercise number 10. And this is answering question number 2. Who am I? So this one is called Identifying Your False Names. So, remembering is the practice, and false names is the context. So here's a quote from The Crucible. It's a character in there named John Proctor. Quote, "Because it's my name, because I cannot have another one in my life, because I lie and sign myself to lies, because I am not worth the dust on the feet of them that hang. How may I live without my name? I have given you my soul. Leave me my name." Unquote. If you remember, that was in that movie, Daniel Day-Lewis. Quite a moving quote there. It's about his name. So, false names. We have all been born with a name. The name that I'm talking about is not your name like Bob, Bill, or Joe. It's a name that represents your true character, who you really are. It's the list of all that describes you. This is part one of the two name exercises to help you discover who you really are. You will never be able to become a man of integrity if you do not know who you really are. You will never become, The first step is to identify and address the names that shame has appeared on you. The first step here is to identify and address the names that shame has pinned on you that you wear like a badge. The concept of our names was first introduced to me by John Eldridge of the Ransom Heart Ministries. It's a concept that has had a ton of meaning to many people. It's a concept that's clearly in the Bible. So names in the Bible. In the Bible, there's the name God. But then there's a volume of names that describe who God is. Yahweh, Adonai, Father, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Uzi, and many more. I really like Jehovah Uzi because it's the Lord is my protector. You know, the Uzi. For Jesus, other names are Emmanuel, the Good Shepherd, the Lion of Judah, the Lamb that was slain, and so many more. Who they are and the depth of their character is shown through their true names. Hang on a second here. This is true for you as well. You have a very deep, true name with many words that describe the truth about who you really are. The next lesson is set aside for discovering your true name. For this lesson, you will need to take a look at the false names that you've been living with. The battleground. It is in our identity that we get hit the hardest and where the battle for our hearts is fought. There are many places we get messages from about who we are, and those messages sink in deep. These lies about our identity come from our parents, coaches, teachers, bullies, siblings, and even spiritual places. For instance, in the Bible, some of the names that describe Satan are the father of lies, the accuser of the brethren, the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It's not a coincidence. His names are about how we are hit deeply in our identity. The front line of this battle is our identity. At the core, it is about the truth about who we are, and we believe the lies. We live as though the lies are the truth about who we are, that the lies really are our name. Most of us live with false names that we picked up somewhere, or was given to us and stuck to us like Velcro, and without thinking, we've been carrying those names around ever since. My enemy is whoever taught me to fight me, that I am my own enemy. These names haunt us, showing up when we make a mistake, when we get in an argument, or when we are down on ourselves. They show up in the self-talk, when we shank our drive into the woods when we're golfing, or when we forget the words in a presentation. These names undermine any confidence we may have and often keeps us frozen in life. Integrity does not exist much in the life of a man who lives by his false names because he is unable to live freely as who he is. He is enslaved by lies. Here's my personal example. My two main false names in my life have been stupid and clumsy. Both names I received from my dad. He had his own stuff that he dealt with, and so he called me stupid whenever I made a mistake, made a bad decision, or when he was disappointed with me. So I began to think that something was quite flawed with me since I was a kid and made mistakes often, and made questionable decisions quite often as well. I thought something was wrong with my brain and I was stupid. As a grown man, I struggled with this well after I received a master's degree and a postgraduate certification and professional licensure. You would think that I had to believe that I had a good brain in order to achieve those milestones. Stupid still stuck to me, even though I had done those things, and stupid showed up at random times to haunt me. Clumsy was given to me because I grew up quickly and I was a big kid. So as I grew up, my dad would often say, "You are like a bull in a china shop." The shame of often breaking things with my big elbows and large frame stayed with me a long time because my name was Clumsy. My strength was a deficit, making me try to fly under the radar to be invisible. I remember when I first got married, we received a number of Precious Moments figurines. These are little glass figurines that were back in the 80s when people would collect them. We got a bunch for our wedding and a couple at other occasions. It seemed that over time, one by one, I accidentally broke every single one of them. Each time, the name Clumsy Oaf haunted me like a wet blanket. Both of these false names have kept me passive and frozen for much of my life. The first step to freedom, to become who you really are, is to identify the false names that you have been living under. Discover the names that have kept you in shame, passivity, and isolation. So let's get to it. Mm-hmm. So, identifying. You are probably quite aware of your false names. You just may not have called them that. Give this process of identifying them the time that it deserves. This may also be difficult to accept that you have been shackled with false names. Just take the time that you need to get done to get this done. Set aside time in your schedule for contemplation and meditation. Start with a prayer. God, as I am trying to learn who I really am, show me the false names that I have believed as true. It'd be a great prayer. Take time to remember the words that have stuck to you, that seem to be have repeated over and over. And remember where the names came from. A parent, a bully, a cousin, coach, etc., whoever. And then write them down. Consider where you have felt the most shame, feeling like something's wrong with you, not good enough, or not fitting in. Remember the last chapter about shame? It really speaks a lot to this idea of false names. Most of the names you have will have been developed when you were young and impressionable. Think of teasing, teachers, parents, coaches, relatives. So let's start off. You just write down what you remember. As I said my two names, stupid and clumsy, what names come to your mind right now? I'll just give you a second. All right, I'm sure you came up with a few. So brainstorm for yourself the ones that you have, but then also, here we go. I have a whole bunch of them here. This is just priming the pump, just to kind of get an idea of possible false names. Chances are you already have a bunch. But if I read one, then you go, oh my gosh, that's it. Then on the paper, circle it. But if you're at a place now, just kind of put it in your back pocket and get ready for it when you go ahead and write this down and present to the group. So here we go. Stupid, idiot, worthless, never amount to anything, liar, lazy, no good, pathetic, one-track mind, unfocused, clumsy, fool, not good enough, unacceptable, sinner, little shit, disappointment, ADD, hyper, pervert, wimp, wuss, pussy, special, never amount to anything. I already said that one. Interesting. Freak, mama's boy, brat, punk, fag, disqualified, fat, skinny, slow, turd, retarded, shit for brains, tub of lard, slow, short bus, zits, lazy eye, incapable, hair lip, chicken, don't know your head from a hole in the ground, out of control, you've got more dollars than cents, cripple, curly, fatso, dipshit, chicken shit, scaredy cat, afraid, homo, silly, girly, insignificant, flawed, acne, no good, don't measure up, creep, quitter, schlep, dork, dweeb, foul, filth, messy, garbage, refuse, scum, a burden, not liked, plankton, outcast, misfit, loner, socially awkward, ugly, less than, a mistake, fucking idiot, shameful, unwanted, alone, unworthy, crazy, insane, berserk, tough nut, orphan, brawn with no brain, bookworm, dick, asshole, stinky, foot in your mouth disease, puke, no account, geek, disgrace, disfigured, no follow-through, goofball, lummox, dirty, untouchable, Nostradamus, drunkard, pothead, prick, you suck, skunk, letdown, baldy, fart, goober, pencil dick, dumb as a doornail, wacko, slick, tiny, scum of the earth, gimp. And then I've got one from Craig McConnell of Ransomed Heart. He spoke of his false name that his stepfather gave him. It was Seagull. All you do is sit, squawk, and shit. It's a pretty rough one right there. I know as I was reading those, it felt like I had a very, just a pretty significant downward-looking tone. So what names resonate with you that are on this list? What are some other names that you have that are not on the list? And who taught you to fight yourself, that you were the enemy? And so list the top five of your most prominent false names. And if there are more, just list them. So put the false name up there and the age when it stuck and who really gave it to you. Other factors that are attached to these names, you know, what kind of situation was it? Was it abusive? Was it something else? Now repeat those to the group and let it sink in that you've lived with these very false names for your whole life. Now here's the most important question is, what would your life look if you no longer believe those lies? Take some time with that and then share your insights and other observations from this exercise with the men in the group. So that's it for today. And as always, stay solid, my friends.